Hello and welcome. You're watching The Buck Stops here and I'm Barkha Dutt. The big political story tonight, politics over Pathankot, as a Pakistan probe team arrives and is headed to Pathankot to probe who and what led to the attack on the Pathankot airbase. Both the Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress are crying foul, accusing the Prime Minister Narendra Modi of kneeling before Pakistan. In fact, the exact words that the Delhi Chief Minister used was, Modi ji ne ghutne tek diye hain Pakistan ke samne. Is the opposition just doing politics? Have the Congress and the BJP swapped roles? That'll be our big political debate tonight. Also coming up at 9:30 tonight, there is more than one reason to admire Virat Kohli. And this goes beyond his cricketing genius. Virat Kohli today batted for Anushka Sharma against sexism online. Is misogyny being promoted on social media forums like Twitter in the garb of free speech? That will be our other big story tonight. But let's get started now with our top story this evening. What should have been a very, very serious foreign policy encounter between the NIA and the probe team from Pakistan has now become a full-blown domestic political battle. In the Delhi Assembly were dramatic banners saying, ISI, go back. Ministers of the Delhi government, including the Chief Minister, accused the Prime Minister of surrendering before Pakistan, questioning how an ISI Lieutenant Colonel could be part of the probe team, making the argument that how could those who sponsor terrorism also probe who was responsible for the terror attack on the airbase. Let's introduce our panel tonight on this big political story. From the BJP, we're joined by Nalin Kohli. With me in the studio is Kapil Mishra, minister in the Delhi government. He was, of course, leading the attack inside the assembly today. Also joining me from Islamabad today is Mohammad Zubair, a minister of state for privatization in the Nawaz Sharif government. We're joined from Mumbai by Tavleen Singh, columnist and author, and from Hyderabad by Madhu Gauriyoski, senior leader of the party. कपिल जी, आपसे शुरू करती हूं. ये ड्रामा नहीं हुआ कि आप लोग दिल्ली की असेंबली में खड़े होके बैनर्स लेके कहते हैं आईएसआई गो बैक, यू आर सेइंग थिंग्स लाइक आप तो आईएसआई को बिरयानी खिलाने के लिए बुलाया है. इजंट दिस रिड्यूसिंग व्हाट इज अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट मोमेंट ऑफ इन्वेस्टिगेशन टू चीप पॉलिटिक्स? आपने ऐसे बैनर्स क्यों उठाए?
किस चीज की जांच हो रही है? बरखा जी, मैं ये पूछना चाहता हूं, जांच किस चीज की हो रही है? अगर जांच आतंकवादी हमलों की हो रही है तो पिछले 30 सालों से इस देश में आतंकवादियों को भेज कौन रहा है, उनकी ट्रेनिंग कौन करवा रहा है, उनको हथियार कौन दे रहा है? आईएसआई और पाकिस्तान की सेना. आज वही लोग आकर यहां पर जांच कर रहे हैं. जांच होने की चीज की है? पठानकोट में मिलना क्या है? हाफिज सईद तो पाकिस्तान में बैठा है, सलाउद्दीन तो पाकिस्तान में बैठा है, दाऊद इब्राहिम तो पाकिस्तान में बैठा है. अगर मोदी जी की इतनी अच्छी दोस्ती है नवाज शरीफ से, तो भारत की सेना और भारत की एजेंसी पाकिस्तान जाए और इन तीनों को मारे या जिंदा पकड़ के हिंदुस्तान लेकर आए?
इतना आसान नहीं होता ना.
आसान
गवर्नेंस
आईएसआई के लिए आसान कैसे हो गया हिंदुस्तान आना? पाकिस्तान की आर्मी के लिए आसान कैसे हो गया? हमारे लिए आसान नहीं होता, लेकिन उनके लिए आसान होता है. पाकिस्तान का एजेंडा था स्टेट एक्टर और नॉन स्टेट एक्टर में पूरे डिबेट को डिवाइड करना. स्टेट स्पॉन्सर्ड टेररिज्म हिंदुस्तान हमेशा बोलता था कि ये स्टेट स्पॉन्सर्ड टेररिज्म है, और पाकिस्तान बोलता था कि नहीं, ये स्टेट स्पॉन्सर्ड टेररिज्म नहीं है. आज मोदी जी ने एक तरह से आईएसआई और आर्मी को क्लीन चिट देने की कोशिश की है. अगर आईएसआई और आर्मी को क्लीन चिट नहीं दे रहे तो वो प्रोब का पार्ट कैसे बन सकते हैं? वो इन्वेस्टिगेटर कैसे बन सकते हैं? मैं एक चीज कहना चाहता हूं बरखा जी, जो आदमी आईएसआई को इस देश में लेकर आएगा, वो चाहे इस देश का प्रधानमंत्री क्यों ना हो, इतिहास उसे जयचंद बोलेगा, जयचंद.
और आपने ये वर्ड यूज किया, यूजिंग जयचंद एज अ मेटाफर फॉर ट्रीजन एंड ट्रेचरी. नलिन कोहली, यू हर्ड द इम्पैशन्ड आर्ग्यूमेंट फ्रॉम द आम आदमी पार्टी. व्हाट आई वांट टू आस्क यू इज अ स्लाइटली डिफरेंट पॉलिटिकल क्वेश्चन. इज द बीजेपी नाउ इन डेंजर ऑफ गेटिंग ट्रैप्ड इन इट्स ओन रेटोरिक ऑफ हाइपर नेशनलिज्म? एंड आई आस्क यू दिस बिकॉज ऑन द वन हैंड यू हेल्ड द नेशनलिज्म टेस्ट टू बी अ लिटमस टेस्ट. द पॉइंट इज यू टू विल नाउ बी मेजर्ड by that standard you've set. One. Two, Narendra Modi in 2013, when he was not a prime minister, also used the biryani metaphor and said that what is the reason that Pak soldiers kill our jawans on the border and the government in Delhi is actually feeding the Pakistan prime minister biryani. So this biryani, this awful biryani metaphor seems to follow the India-Pakistan relationship everywhere. My question to you is, have you become a victim of your own nationalism rhetoric here?
No, not at all. Now, this may take a few moments. This has to be answered in two parts. One part is, say, for a non-serious political party like the Aam Aadmi Party, which is a theatric party. In any case, I don't know why they have a view on everything, because I don't see the Pondicherry chief minister ever on any panel discussion or his ministers. Yeah. And there's no difference between Mr. Kejriwal and the Pondicherry chief minister. They are identical, union territories with an assembly. Yeah. So, you know, they have this inflated ego that they have a view. They are entitled to have it. And how can we have a fight with that? So let them say what they have to. So that's the non-serious part.
But on their argument.
I said, on the non-serious part, let them do their theatrics. That is part of their media thing. Because if they were a serious political player, they would be working on their promises. That is something they don't like to do on. So let's leave them aside.
Have you promised it? Now let's have you promised in your manifesto that you will bring ISI to India? Was it in your manifesto, Nalin? No, let's talk. Let's talk business. Let's be very serious. Was it in your manifesto that you will bring ISI to India?
So I say, let's now come to the serious issue.
Yes.
Let's go one by one. Everybody feels there is no Pakistan policy because they don't understand it, or they don't want to understand it, or they are unable to understand it because they don't have the capability to understand it. What is the Pakistan policy? And let's look at it. There are three pillars to it. The first pillar to it is we want to resolve everything peacefully. The second pillar is it is only bilaterally, no third party, no third organization, no third player or anything. It is between two nations. And the last is terror and talks don't go together. Talks on terror can certainly take place, which is what the NSAs do. Every time there has been a red line, which you've seen, a third intervention of anybody, we've said we won't talk. What is the Pathankot probe? The Pathankot probe is on a terrorist attack on Indian citizens, on an Indian asset.
Okay.
In that, the Pakistan Prime Minister has said something. He has put himself on that test, if I may put so, say so. But yes, we will take action.
But isn't it a valid question?
Hold on,
question?
Let me finish. Isn't it a valid question from the opposition that instead of them coming here, we should be going there?
Arvind Kejriwal and the Congress today made the argument that instead of them coming here, we should be going there, talking to Zakiur Rehman Lakhvi, talking to Masood Azhar's brother, whose audio intercepts we're going to present before the Pakistan probe.
Let me finish it. Okay. I'm coming to it. Okay. So therefore, I said... Therefore, they have said, we would like to get some... Now, the NIA, what did the defense minister said? He has said, we will not let anybody come to our strategic assets.
Yes.
What is part of our basic stuff that is going to be done by whom? It's going to be done by the NIA. So that investigation is handed over to them. Now, let's go to the part of going to Pakistan.
Yes.
I'll challenge you, a theatric party like the Aam Aadmi Party will say, their argument will then say, wahan biryani khane ja rahe hain. So therefore, we know what we have to. We need no certificate and we need no...
Okay.
Sort of advice, least of all from an Aam Aadmi Party.
Okay.
Because they have the Aam Aadmi Party, which is a lovely name. Everything else they do is against the Aam Aadmi.
Okay, now hang on everybody. A very brief interjection, Kapil. 15 seconds, then I want to go to Tavleen and the others. Yes.
मेरे को तो बहुत अच्छा लगता कि जितना गुस्सा नलिन को हमारी बातों पे आता है इतना पाकिस्तान के आतंकवादियों पे आता होता और मैं एक सवाल पूछना चाहता हूँ हिंदुस्तान के कौन से कानून के तहत पाकिस्तान की एजेंसी जांच करेगी हिंदुस्तान के कानून में एक सीआरपीसी और एक आईपीसी है दोनों में किसी भी क्राइम की इन्वेस्टिगेशन कोई बाहर की संस्था आके नहीं कर सकती आप कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन को भी भूल गए
लेट मी पुट दिस टू तवलीन नलिन विल गेट हिज चांस टू रिबैट यू
बाय द वे कपिल जी मैं तो आपको आदर से ही कहूंगा बाकी आप मेरे मित्र हो जाए तो मुझे नलिन बोल देना हम लोग मित्रता आज भी बढ़ा सकते हैं फिर हम और कपिल और नलिन
आतंकवादियों से मित्रता छोड़ दीजिए मुझसे मित्रता हो जाएगी
मैं आपने मुझे क्योंकि नलिन कहा तो मैं आपको कह रहा हूँ कपिल जी
नवाज शरीफ
मैं आपको कपिल जी कहूंगा क्योंकि आप मेरे लिए फॉर्मल वक्ता है मेरे मित्र नहीं है इट्स
इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर नेबर्स टू बी फ्रेंड्स और इफ नॉट फ्रेंड्स टू डू बिजनेस
विद ईच अदर एज आई सेड व्हेन कपिल जी आई वुड लाइक टू हैव अ सीरियस डिस्कशन ऑन एनी गवर्नेंस इशू ऑन स्टार्टिंग विद दिल्ली मे बी दैट विल बी अ गुड बिगिनिंग बाकी ब्रह्मांड के रहस्यों से जौनपुर की मूली तक जितनी चीजों पर आपको ज्ञान देना है दीजिए
चलिए आगे बढ़िए आपको
रोका मुद्दे की बात
चलिए चलिए मुद्दे पे तवलीन ऑन द इश्यू नाउ तवलीन हियर्स द पॉइंट इज व्हेन पार्टीज आर इन ऑपोजिशन दे रैबल राउज ऑन पाकिस्तान व्हेन दे आर इन गवर्नमेंट दे रियलाइज हाउ डिफिकल्ट एंड कॉम्प्लिकेटेड इट इज टू ड्राफ्ट अ पॉलिसी विद पाकिस्तान यू आर ऑलवेज वॉकिंग ऑन एक्शेल्स The problem for the BJP, perhaps, is that the opposition can remind Narendra Modi again and again of his own rhetoric as an opposition prime ministerial candidate. And also, now that the BJP has made nationalism almost a political issue, is the BJP in danger of being called out on those politics with the ISI being a member of the team here?
No, you've diminished a very historic moment. This should not be about this, the kind of political rhetoric I just heard from your Aam Aadmi Party man. Because, you know, it's so juvenile to bring it down to that level. This is the first time ever that the Pakistanis have offered to help. Now, let's see what they can do about it. So far, every time there's been a terrorist attack on Indian soil, they've said it's not the Pakistanis, or they've said non-state actors. Yeah. So this is a test for the Pakistanis. Let's see if they can deliver.
Yeah.
And to tell you the truth, we should be very, you know, we should all be together on this because it's a matter of national security. And, you know, it's not about biryani and about, you know, ISI aa gaya hai and all this kind of rubbish. It's about the fact that after 26/11, when there should have been a serious attempt at strengthening national security for us to face this jihad, okay? Mm. There is a jihadist problem all over the world, and it threatens us more because we have a jihadist Islamic Republic next door. So let's see what they can do.
Can I ask you something, Tabeen?
That they can do nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, but may I just ask you that there are skeptics, you know, while I agree with you that this moment should not be reduced to petty political point scoring, there are those who will point out that we don't even know where Masood Azhar is. My information is actually he's underground, on the run.
That's our fault. Shame on us.
Why shame on us?
Shame on Indian security. We should have found out. Why is it that, you know, for instance, the Americans didn't go whining around the world saying we don't know where Osama is. They found him.
Exactly, Tavleen. Exactly. That's what
I
wanted to say.
Why are our security agencies unable to find out?
Do you know why,
Tavleen?
Do you know why it happened?
Let me just get the minister from Pakistan first, and then Kapil Mishra can come in. Mohammad Zubair, minister from Nawaz Sharif's government. Once again, Madhu, Zubair Saab, you know, you have been on this program several times, and you have conceded that your government actually has no idea where Masood Azhar is. A lot of Indians beyond the Congress, BJP, Aam Aadmi Party politics will say ki agar hame malum hi nahi ki ye kahan hai to is probe team ke aane ka kya fayda. Although it's a Nawaz Sharif initiative, it's the Prime Minister's own initiative, I'm aware of that. Dusri baat hai, wo yahan par letter of rogatory ke bina aaye hain, which means whatever evidence they collect actually can't be used in a court of law. So beyond the politics, these are the concerns of Indians, Zubair Saab, that Masood Azhar may have already been either run away himself or been allowed to run away.
Barkha, thank you very much for taking me in. I wish aap mujhe Virat Kohli ke mauzu par leti to wo zyada aasan hota. But anyway, Masood Azhar is far more difficult and sensitive to handle. I think the Indians, with due regard to all the Indians, and I share their concern, because obviously any country which is attacked and has a terrorist attack will be concerned, and if it's coming from across the border, more concerned, because they have that much of limitation. But I think pinning down everything on Masood Azhar, as if Masood Azhar is found out, then the security issue will be resolved around the globe. That's not happening. That's just like the Americans used to talk about the Taliban number two or number three being arrested every time Bush was to visit some country. And then nothing was happening. So Masood Azhar is not the only terrorist that is located in Pakistan. You know what happened in Lahore yesterday,
but
and
do we know
it has
where
been
he
a story
is?
Of the last.
Sir, does your
I
government
know
where
he
is? Koi khul ke nahi bolta, koi saaf kuch nahi kehta. This, I really don't care as an Indian about these political jhagdas between these parties. As an Indian, I want to know, is he in your custody or not?
No. I think let's focus on the larger issue.
Yeah.
The issue is that for the first time in our history, in our relationship, there has been an attack, and Pakistan government is cooperating in terms of the investigation team, which is right now sitting in India. So I think politics aside, we have to go step by step. And the first step is a remarkable one. Who should constitute, who should be part of the investigation team? I think that's not for the Indians to decide. If the Indians would not be happy later on with the findings or the way the team has handled, then they would have all the right. But before anything happens, they start. Who else would come? Cricketers would not come to investigate in India about Pathankot. Obviously, it has to be a composition of relevant people who would handle that? So let if me, they are not...
Let me put this to the Congress representative. Madhu, the Congress's position is the most ironic. Because, you know, I have been around long enough as most of all, you know, all of us on this panel to remember that after 26-11, Prime Minister Manmohan Singh wanted the ISI chief. The ISI chief to come to India. And it did not work out for a variety of reasons, mostly domestic politics in Pakistan. But that, yahan pe to abhi shor ho raha hai, you're making a noise over a lieutenant colonel of the ISI. Manmohan Singh wanted the ISI chief to come, one. Two, twice on your government, a judicial probe team from Pakistan came here. It questioned witnesses. So this has happened before. And I did not criticize you for it. Why are you criticizing the BJP for this? Should we not all be grown up? Should we not recognize what Tavleen Number is one. Saying, that Pakistan is actually recognized in a way its own complicities, that it happened from Pakistan, denialism is gone?
Let me quickly answer the questions you raised.
Yes.
First of all, Manmohan Singh Ji's invitation to ISI chief to come, not to investigate, not to allow our sensitive areas. Here you are asking ISI, you allow ISI members to come here and investigate on their own commit, their own involvement in the terror acts happening
yes.
in India.
Yes.
The confused stand of Modi government here is compromising national security. If you request, since you raised 26-11, after 26-11, the clinching evidence in the form of dossiers we gave to the Pakistan, no action has been taken by the Pakistan government.
But you also those allowed a probe team to remember come
after
here.
Pathan Court
you also allowed a probe
Please
team to come here without saying our probe team should go there. That no. was also a moment no. to no. say, hum bhi hafiz saheb question karna chahte.
No. In India's consistent stand, there is no distinction between the state and non-state actors. Here, by Suomoto, the BJP government gave a benefit to the Pakistani army and ISI, distinguished that they have no role and the state has no role, non-state actors playing a role here. As you pointed out, letter regulatory could have made Pakistan to use the evidence which they collected here to in the prosecution. They have not come with that.
Okay.
And here... The India stand, no, the, you,
that
I want
legal
to make
question
very clear.
Is a fair the question. Are,
one,
that legal
one,
question
quick,
is
one
a
minute,
fair question.
One quick one.
But all one, governments,
one quick
I'll tell you the point
Barka,
I'm making.
One quick point.
Madhu,
one,
I have
Barka, one quick point.
Yes.
No, give me half a minute. I'm wondering where are these people who are questioning now the biryani phrase.
Yeah.
Where were these people when Modi using it for to come grab the power when he says ek sir ko 10 sir leke aayenge banduk barse to baat chit nahi hogi chappan iski chhati dikhaunga I will show my red hand.
Let Nalin take that then Kapil Mishra. Nalin, that's what I think Nalin,
what
that's
happened
the
to Gurdaspur
okay Madhu, you made your point
attack.
Nalin, go ahead.
Well, it's pretty obvious. I mean, that's where their confusion is. I mean, or how can the Congress not understand it? Is there any restriction on the army? Every time there is shelling on the other side, does anybody need to take information or permission ki hum kare ya na kare? Obviously, the army responds. And the army responds in kind. It does not respond with roses. So therefore, the idea is very clear. Defense comes under defense ministry. They do what they have to do. There is no restriction on them. On the other hand, the external affairs ministry, which is entitled to promote good relationship, does its bit. Looks at the talks, but what is the policy? The policy is defined by what the Prime Minister has said. And the policy is clear. We want to resolve everything peacefully.
No, Nalin, the question was the past rhetoric of Mr. Modi. The question was on the past rhetoric.
That was not policy, you said
the question, Madhu, let me ask the question. The question was on the past rhetoric of Mr. Modi. Now, I want to take that question to Kapil Mishra.
That rhetoric was in a context. Did you see the same kind of response when it came on the border? You didn't.
Okay.
And when in the first months of Prime Minister Modi's government, you saw the response.
Not in the
therefore,
context.
That's what I'm saying. The rhetoric had a context and the action has demonstrated
okay,
itself after that.
Kapil ji, kya aap aur BJP compete kar rahe hain nationalism space ke liye? Ek taraf, jab Modi ji aur BJP nationalism ki baat karte hain, to aap kehte hain, wo kaun hote hain chits baantne ke liye? Aur aaj aap log ISI go back ke banners leke aap log pahunch jate hain. Hame ye bhi information hai ki kal aap स्वयं पठानकोट जाएंगे उस टीम के खिलाफ प्रोटेस्ट करने के लिए. Should diplomacy not be above petty politics?
This is not diplomacy. This is surrender. And let me tell you two, three things. Just listen to my points. पाकिस्तान के मंत्री कह रहे हैं कि उनको मसूद अजहर नहीं पता. उनको तो बिन लादेन भी नहीं पता था. अमेरिका ने ढूंढ के निकाला तो पता लगा उनकी आर्मी सिक्योरिटी दे रही थी. तो पाकिस्तान कैसा झूठ बोलता है वो तो सामने दिख रहा है. तवलीन कहती है कि हमारी सिक्योरिटी एजेंसी, शेम ऑन अवर सिक्योरिटी एजेंसी की उन्हें मसूद अजहर नहीं पता. नो मैम, shame on our political leadership. कि वो security agencies को काम नहीं करने देती
है. Please remind the BJP government.
पांच मिनट में पता चल सकता है political
leadership. पर आप जब कह रहे हैं shame on, एक मिनट मधु, let me speak.
Let me come. Let me
speak. जब आप कह रहे हैं shame on our politics, one minute please.
Add on to this.
Madhu, I am the anchor of the show, so let me speak. Madhu, wait. You are talking about shame on our political leadership. क्या आप भी तो राजनीति खेल रहे हैं? आप लोग सब कांग्रेस, बीजेपी, आम आदमी पार्टी, आप भी तो राजनीति
नहीं बरका. आपको इस बात को समझना होगा, ये बहुत सीरियस डिबेट है. स्टेट स्पॉन्सर्ड टेररिज्म, आईएसआई और पाकिस्तान की आर्मी के रोल के ऊपर अगर आप डिबेट खत्म कर देंगे और उनसे इन्वेस्टिगेशन कराएंगे, इसका मतलब है कि आप हिंदुस्तान के साथ आईएसआई को हम अलाउ कर देंगे? पठानकोट के अंदर घुसने नहीं दूंगा, मैं खुद जाऊंगा, हमारे सब लोग जाएंगे. आईएसआई को हिंदुस्तान में अगर किसी के घर में आईएसआई का अगर किसी के घर में आईएसआई का मेंबर पकड़ा जाता है, उसको जेल में डाल दिया जाता है. सरकारी मेहमान बना के मोदी जी ने रखा है, वही कानून उनके लिए भी लागू होना चाहिए ना. अगर आप
घर में
compliment possibly myself because I said it at the beginning that you know we can have a serious discussion or we can have theatrics. But anyway, we can also have theatrics on a show. Why not?
Nalin ji, don't sell my
country. I'm talking to Barkha, not to you, Kapil ji.
Just don't sell my country.
Okay, now I want to get
but let me say, what did Kejriwal say? What did Mr. Kejriwal say? I will stop corruption. And if there's corruption happening, his ministers had fake degrees.
I want to get Tavleen in. Okay, that's it. Tavleen, Nalin, hang on. Tavleen, the sad fact is that every time there is an India-Pakistan discussion, in both countries, domestic politics overtakes what leaders of countries, and I'm saying this irrespective of parties. How should the BJP contend with the opposition it's facing?
The BJP behaved in an equally immature fashion in the past, yeah, with a lot of rubbish rhetoric, right? What they should have caught the Congress party on was when Prime Minister Manmohan Singh virtually admitted that India was involved in Balochistan. This was just after 2611.
So, really,
the BJP needs to control itself and is paying for that because now everyone's playing politics. But what is really amusing is the Aam Aadmi Party is talking as if the election campaign in Punjab has already begun. So the reason why they're going to Pathankot is not national security, it's because they think they're going to win in Punjab. And that is truly shameful. Because, you know, this great Kejriwal, who was meant to come here with alternative politics, has turned out to be really just a shameless little politician.
That's a very strong statement to make. But before I allow the politicians to have the last word, Tavleen, what would be your serious question to the minister from the Nawaz Sharif government, Mohammed Zubair, who's on the show? This ambivalence around Masood Azhar is one of the more disturbing aspects that could create cynicism among Indians as to how effective this probe will be. So your question to the minister from Islamabad.
Right. One, I would like to know whether it is the Pakistani army that is in charge of this delegation that comes here, and whether it's Nawaz Sharif. I would also like to know whether Nawaz Sharif really has more say in foreign policy than he did before. Because so far, what we do know is that this is an area that only the Pakistani army handles. So, you know, we need a clearer picture from Pakistan.
Okay.
And we don't have it yet.
Zubair Sahib, very
quickly. I think this is the problem with the Indians. Frankly speaking, I have a lot of sympathy with the Indians, but there's also a serious, serious concern. They are not ready to move on from the position they have taken. If they can't deal with Nawaz Sharif, they can't deal with anyone else. Here is a prime minister who snubs his own ministers, his own people, to say that we have to meet the Indian concerns. And I see through that. You can understand him while he's talking to you. He is the in charge. He's the prime minister of the country. If this was not his approval, no one would have.
Why does he do nothing about Hafiz Saeed then, who's sitting in Lahore?
So, why does he do nothing about Hafiz Saeed?
Let me. You see, if you try to probe every question, I have 100 questions from the Indians. That why don't Indians do this thing? They are not, I mean, within yourself, you are fighting for something. The point that I'm trying to draw is, let's take each step. Is it not positive that we have moved to this extent? Is it not positive that Pakistan, in a way, has accepted the fact that, yes, we share the Indian concerns and we are here to help them? We have a lot of concerns, by the way. If you look at the debate, if you listen to the debate on television channels these days, it's about the raw agent who has been arrested. So it's a completely different narrative here.
But in spite of that, you know as well as we do, as I do, anybody does, that there is no institutionalized usage of terrorism as an extension of state policy. So let's not get into that. The government has already made its clear
position. That's not the point. No one would go, no one would go into that debate. The point is, Nawaz Sharif is being accused today of being soft on the Indians.
You can read the newspapers, you can listen to the debate. He's facing the heat. That's a fair point. 30 seconds to all the politicians, then I have to close. Madhu, 20 seconds closing comments. In fact, I have to bring it down to 20 seconds. Madhu.
Congress always stood by the, even when we were in opposition, Srimati Sonia Gandhi made a statement when Kargil was took place that we stand by the government and the Prime Minister.
Yes.
It is BJP and Mr. Modi for lust to grab the power, use this biryani to all the rhetoric to grab the power, compromising the national security and the nationalism.
Okay.
It is
today,
BJP's compromise today, the national security at risk.
Okay,
it is
that's
BJP's,
it, that's
Modi's
it.
Government policy, inconsistent policy, causing civilians and military
security. Kapil ji, 20 seconds.
Bahut simple hai, Pakistan aur Bhajpa dono ek hi bhasha mein baat kar rahe hain. Ye bhool chuke hain ki Hindustan ki bhalai kisme hai. State sponsored terrorism ko bhool chuke hain. Modi ji ki kya majboori hai? Adani ko bijli ka theka Pakistan mein dilana majboori hai ya Modi ji jaane?
Okay.
लेकिन ISI को हिंदुस्तान में बर्दाश्त नहीं किया जाएगा.
नलिन कोहली,
एट लीस्ट कपिल जी'स होल स्टेटमेंट हैज चेंज्ड. अब ISI पे आ गए, लाइक द फॉरेन पावर्स के नैरेटिव दैट इंदिरा गांधी यूज्ड टू हैव. आप करप्शन बंद कर दीजिए, आपकी वो करप्शन को टॉलरेट नहीं करेंगे. आप ही के MLA मंत्री करप्शन करते हैं, लेकिन हम टॉलरेट करेंगे. आपकी भाषा बदल गई कितनी बार? भाषा
बदलिए. Nalin Kohli, 20 seconds.
Why would they let me speak? Because
please,
obviously it's uncomfortable.
Please make your last comment.
Yeah, my comment is very simple. I will let the Aam Aadmi Party do the theatrics because that's what they are good at. And I let the Congress Party try to build a policy around rhetoric which changes minute by minute. Government of India needs nothing. We know what we are doing
and we ensure that we are focusing on nationalism politics.
Now we are back to who's doing
it. We are back to nationalism politics. We will leave it.
Kaha gaya corruption? Kaha gaya Lokpal?
Okay. Nalin Kohli, Tamim Singh, Madhu Gawdasi, Kapil Mishra. That is it. That is it. Thanking our panel today. One thing's for sure, when it comes to Pakistan, it's almost like a revolving door policy. Thank you. Thanking our guests very much. Thank you very much. Moving on now to our other big story on the buck stops here tonight. Virat Kohli is in the news, and not just for his cricketing genius. He's come out in support for Anushka Sharma, somebody he's had a relationship in the past, calling out the sexism on social media. In fact, using a strong word, saying shame, hitting out at the trollers who've been mocking her ever since Virat's magnificent performance against Australia, basically mocking her for that relationship with Virat Kohli ending. What happened to Anushka represents what so many women and men go through every day on social media. Will Virat Kohli's intervention change the attitude of trollers? Is calling them out the best way to deal with them? And most importantly, how far can you take misogyny while you're arguing for free speech? Let's introduce our panel today. Joining us on the program, Jwala Gutta, of course, an ace badminton player and champ herself. Atul Vasan, who's of course a well-known cricketer and sports commentator. With me in the studio, Shivam Vij, a well-known journalist and columnist. And Advaita Kala, well-known author and commentator. Let me start by asking you, Jwala, what you make of what's happening. Women in particular see the kind of filth and abuse on Twitter that men actually do not. Do you believe that what Virat has done will change the discourse?
Well, I can see a lot of frustration in his tweet. And it's really great for him to, you know, stand up for, you know, his friend and asking the trollers to stop trolling, but that's the kind of mindset, you know, our society has. If a guy is not doing well, it's the woman who has to be blamed, and if the guy is suddenly doing well, it's because, you know, he's broken up with that girl. Yeah. This kind of a mindset is there, and it's very, very common, and I've dealt with a lot of things like this. So
Jwala, give us a sense of the kind of sexism you've had to face. I know you've had to face a lot of it. Give us a sense of what you've had to deal with.
I have to go through it, I think, on daily basis, you know. It's not, I feel there's a lot of discrimination. It's very, very, we have to accept that we live in a male-dominated society. I'll give you an example, like for instance, our badminton team, you know. We have around 10 boys in the team, and we have only 4 girls in the team, you know. And when I was really young, very small, this question I had in my mind to an official, why there is, you know, only 4 girls or 2 girls in the team and 10 to 12 boys?
Yeah.
They said we can't expect the girls to give results. This, and I still remember that answer, and it still plays in my head, and very less has changed really. But if you see, women are the only ones who are actually performing at the world level.
And you know what's ironic is that in this case, it's not even about Anushka, you know, a woman's own performance. It's about blaming Anushka when he wasn't doing well and mocking her when he is doing well on the field. So it's even more bizarre. Let me just bring in Atul. Atul, everybody's applauding Virat for his intervention. But when we were chatting earlier in the break, you said maybe he shouldn't have responded at all. Why not? Isn't it great and fantastic that he's called out this kind of sexism?
Yeah, I know. I think you got to take it the way he has done wise. Then knowing Virat, you know, he is the kind of person who would actually take it up for his friend, could be current, could be ex, you know, and just keeping the sanctity of this and not let people malign somebody for no reason, and that somebody as close to him, you know. But I think sometimes you got to just let them be, because, you know, you can't control them. You can't shame them enough. They will keep on doing frivolous things to entertain themselves. This has become a media. What do you do with that? You know, you find something. You get trolled. I get trolled. I praise Sachin Tendulkar comparing to Virat yesterday. I got so much hate mail. You know, people don't have the patience. They don't have, the understanding in what context the person is making a comment. And they will keep on doing it. So I think Virat stood out and stood up for Anushka. Well done. And I remember a year and a half, 2 years ago, we were having discussion when Virat was not doing well in England.
And they were blaming Anushka.
Can you imagine?
For it.
Yeah. So I think, you know, no matter damn you do and damn you don't.
But you're suggesting ignoring is better than reacting?
Well, that's the jury's still out. But I think here he did the thing, because it's the person who, how he's going to handle it. If it was somebody else who was very private, who wouldn't have bothered, would have said, this is very frivolous, why should I do it? He wouldn't have done it. But, you know, are we a sexist country? Yes, we are. Are we racist? We are. Are we corrupt? Yes, we are. So it's not, you know.
But, you know, all this is institutionalized. But the online world has a kind of freedoms that, I mean, we wouldn't say this to Anushka if she was sitting in front of us, right? Yeah. But if you're sitting at a keyboard, yeah. Advaita, I call them keyboard bullies. Yeah. But, you know, I know Shivam here has had a sort of long running view that either you ignore them or you counter them with argument. There's no point hand-wringing over it. What do you think? Because, you know, there are rules of conduct, unspoken rules that apply to interpersonal conversations. When we're in a drawing room, when we're on a television channel, when we're writing for a newspaper, we would never make a joke that people would make on WhatsApp or Twitter. So where do we draw the line?
I think it's very difficult to draw a line on social media, and that's where it gets problematic. You know, I certainly experience it on at my own level, and go ahead and ignore it. You know, I do what Atul does really, is not to engage with it, because it's a cesspool. You know, the more you get sucked into it, the deeper you sink, you know. So even if you take a position like I did about 10 days ago on marital rape, which was a position that was, you know, that said there should be a law for it. Mm-hmm. For the next 10 days, I got constant sort of notifications, mm-hmm. arguing with me, saying all kinds of things. And you just have to just go ahead and ignore them. Because at some point, you know that you're not really engaging to arrive at any sort of conclusion. Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing I think that Jwala mentioned a little earlier is really the everyday sexism. You know, I mean, of course, there's the overt abuse that we face online, you know, where the language is abusive and there's name calling and and it's even threatening. But then there's also the everyday sexism. And I find this instance of Virat Kohli and Anushka Sharma very interesting, because, you know, everything is really based on conjecture and media reports. There's some suggestion that she left him and suddenly he's heartbreak kid and everybody thinks she's the vamp. So, you know, this instinct to kind of, you know, show her up constantly every time he does well is this sort of underlying sexism which is coming to the fore and very reflective of society as well.
Shivam, though, you know, I know you and I have had this argument before, and you would not for a moment think that people should not be allowed to say what they want to. There are people who would argue that Twitter, for example, has to have some rules. You abuse, you threaten with rape, you it should come within the law. Where does free speech end and misogyny begin?
At the Indian Penal Code. If there's some is a violation of the law, please file an FIR, use the law, make the law more implementable, for instance. But, you know, I'm glad that social media gives us a platform where the sexism and misogyny of society is visible and we can talk about it. There's no use brushing it under the carpet. For instance,
you're actually saying there is this kind of naked, barren sexism is good for society?
No. The fact that it's apparent to us and it's not sort of brushed under the carpet. We have a Punjabi abuse, for instance, which says that the woman will eat up her husband. Mm. When the husband dies in our society, even today there are places where the woman, the wife is blamed, right?
Yeah.
So we have such sexism and misogyny in society. And the sort that we've seen with Anushka shows that it's alive and well even amongst educated Indians. And I'm very happy that Virat has, without tagging any particular troll, replying or giving attention to any particular troll and making him or her important, created this debate. He's got so many, I think 2,000-3,000 retweets. He is causing a debate even on social media right now. There are people, you know, we will never get a troll say, oh, I was wrong, I abused Anushka Sharma. But maybe there are people who are changing their mind and learning with this experience when their hero, Virat, is basically slapping them in the wrist and saying, grow up.
But you don't agree? Gonna grow up. You know, once you
don't think it's going to make any difference to the men who abuse women.
Once you react to it, it validates them. It encourages them. You know, and it's like fighting with hippopotamus in mud, you know. You realize that you're not going to win and the guy, the other hippopotamus is enjoying it, you know. So the more you engage with them, the worse they're going to get because they get validation that they've got noticed and they've done something which has
so you're saying
response.
Even a Virat Kohli, who's the country's darling right now, is not going to drive away the trolls or make them pause. At least pause and think about what
so
they tweet
think,
the next time.
So you think it's happened the first time? How many celebrities have taken Deepika Padukone date about something? Anushka did for some the job she got or done. You know, and then this is personal. So people just go after, they're waiting for it. They've got so much space now and this is a platform which people have got addicted to. So they have to make a comment to be noticed. Some people hide behind fictional names. Some people come out and, you know, they get kudos by their friends, you know. So, I mean, so they've got these old coterie of followers, you know. So it gives them more leverage to actually come out with something new every day. What do they do now?
You know, it's very difficult dealing with them because ignoring a double-edged sword. If you ignore, they grow bigger.
Yeah.
And if you engage with them, they grow bigger. So what do you do? So you have to be very careful.
Yes.
And I think the sort of slap that Virat Kohli is giving them in a big way with this shame thing and so on and so forth, it makes a difference. The fact that we are having this debate is good in a country where even housewives share misogynist housewife jokes on WhatsApp, right?
You know, misogyny is ingrained.
And even the media, Barkha, yeah, I want to come in here very quickly. Even the media, you know, I like the fact that you're saying that Virat Kohli calls it out, because we're already seeing a narrative set by the media online which is saying he stands up for her, he's a gentleman, you know, kind of framing it again in that context.
In the old, by the way, on an Instagram post,
he has clarified that he does not want any kudos for this.
Oh, he said that.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so the interesting thing, Advaita, is that Anushka Sharma was on this show the last time she was being blamed for Virat's poor performance on the field. And she used the word, I think, that best describes the sexism. And she said it's primitive. And she said it's not like anybody is going and saying to me that my films are flopping because of Virat. Why is it never said the other way around? And to blame me like this is primitive. Advaita?
Yeah. It's open sexism. I don't think there's any other way to describe it, you know, and that's why, you know, it's good that it's coming out into the open, because I find this kind of everyday sexism much more dangerous than even the overt kind, because the overt kind you can at least pin down and take action, you know, an FIR, a defamation, whatever it may be. But this kind of everyday sexism is really what we deal with at work, in the marketplace, that is problematic, and, you know, we're constantly navigating our way around it. We don't live free lives because of it. And I think this is really more threatening than anything else.
Okay, I want to just bring in Kiran Shaw. She's joining the panel now. Kiran, we've all experienced it. All of us on Twitter, we express an opinion. You have some kind of mob. You know, if you don't validate the prejudice of a certain group, that group is going to come after you. You've gone through it. I've gone through it. Every single person on this panel has gone through it. The point is, how do we deal with it? And what's really sad is, I know any number of people who actually get unnerved. They actually modulate what they say, Kiran, or they're careful about the words they choose because they do not want to get trolled. So, you know, when we see Virat jumping into this debate, there's one view that he's given the trolls importance. There's another view that, what the hell, somebody had to call them out.
No, Barkha, I think what is really ugly about trolling is that it gets very personal. And I think it's very important that you have to retaliate. And I think what Virat has done is extremely important. It is not about, you know, giving any importance to trolls, but to shame them. I think that's what is required. You know, and every time I sort of take on trolls, it is really to shame them. Because I think when any troll, gets personal, yeah. I think that is very ugly.
Yeah. But Kiran, you could spend a lot of energy. You know, earlier I would argue with every troll. And then I suddenly realized that it's actually like a mind game. They want to get under your skin. They want to provoke you. They want you to argue with them. They want you to give them importance.
Yeah. So I think what I've learned to do is not to take on every single troll, but to basically finally make a sort of a statement addressing almost all the similar trolls on what they're talking about.
Yeah, I think that's
which is how Virat did it.
Which is how Virat did it. Which is how Virat did it. But yet, Atul, you're saying it's going to change nothing. Jwala, you've spoken about the sexism you experience every day. What about the sexism we see on WhatsApp forums, on social media forums? You know, and women in particular. Let's speak to the elephant in the room. Yes, men get trolled, but they do not get trolled in the same language that women get trolled.
Well, I don't know really, you know, how we could stop it or how we could repair it. It's really difficult to answer this question really, you know. When I get trolled, really, I try to ignore it as much as possible. When I try to answer one of the, people also know, they immediately try to apologize and say, oh ma'am, we were, you know, just looking for a hi from you. So it's basically, sometimes I feel they just do it to, you know, probably grab attention really, probably to get a reply. The everyday sexism that's there, which exists, and that we have to worry about. I think trolls, we can really not take it seriously and we can still ignore it, really. Yeah. But the everyday sexism is, that's the most important thing to deal with right now.
Advaita, especially that's the dilemma. Do you ignore? Do you fight? When do you fight? Who do you fight with? When you fight, you also draw more attention. A lot of times when I retweet a particularly vile tweet, there's so many people who say to me, why have you retweeted this? You've just given it mass audience. So, Atul could argue that what Virat did, I think is fantastic. But it's given those who trolled Anushka a mass audience. No, I'm just making the argument.
That's true. Coming back to Virat and his sort of generic statement and not tagging people, I think that's because, this kind of trolling of Anushka was across the board. I mean, you had media writing articles about it. You had all kinds of people kind of retweeting it, passing it off as a joke. So, that was really more a commentary on how diverse this kind of trolling was and the profile of the people who were indulging in it. Yeah. I think for me, really, a very difficult time was when that 15-year-old girl about 2 weeks ago had to file a complaint because, she was being trolled, the girl called Janvi Behel. Mm. And I, at that point, I said, this is the limit because, at some point, as an adult woman, you can deal with it. But then the moment it comes to, young people and children who are young having to deal with it, it gets very, very problematic. Yeah. And, she had to file an FIR at the end of the day. So I think, this is getting to a level where it's really more than bullying at a playground, It's a little more than that now.
So let me take.
So I think this discussion is important.
But Shivam, you would still argue for absolute freedom online, or you would say the law already covers what violates the penal code?
Let me put it this way: the law cannot solve everything. A lot of social prejudices that we have.
Yeah.
The law cannot do much about beyond a point. Yeah. The law, as you have found out, isn't really a panacea, right?
Absolutely.
I think what is more important is having a social conversation, a social dialogue about these issues.
And
about,
you're saying Virat has started that.
I know we're not a great fan of him, of praising Virat as a man taking up this cause, but that is very important. Not only a man, but a sort of celebrity, a popular
sports
star.
I think Advaita was saying don't frame it in terms of the chivalrous man protects
I understand, I appreciate that problem, but at the same time, I think it's very, very important that men are standing up against this sort of thing, which I'm sorry, there have been some women who think it's funny.
Not enough are standing up, though. That's
the issue.
This is a problem with our society, so it'll take time for for it to cure. I've seen households where the mums and the ladies are respected, you know, the kids, the boys turn out in a different way. And I've suddenly seen houses where there's no respect for women, you know. Mm-hmm. So we are just split down the middle all across, all over India. I think South India maybe is better because they are our matriarchal societies.
But you know what?
But it's a problem inset into the intrinsic fabric of the country. And this is just symptomatic of what we are seeing now.
But Kiran, I think what's really scary is that it's changing the way people speak out, what they're willing to say. Decent people who don't want to use foul language also don't want to engage with it. So they are still wrapping their, you know, heads around how best to be on social media. And I'm just wondering if you've ever experienced that. You know, the onslaught of abuse that may come for something makes you wonder, okay, do I really want this headache? Next time I'll watch what I say.
No, actually the scary thing is, Barkha, that you know, people who actually hide behind social media to say ugly things, I think that's more scary, because you just don't know who's saying what. And I think they actually use social media as a mask. And I think that is what is really scary today, that anybody and everybody
not
can get away by saying anything and everything.
You're disagreeing.
And they
not,
say
not,
very,
not,
very
not,
nasty
not always.
Things
there are people
in a very
who write
sexist
real names
way.
And locations. It may just be a chartered accountant in Indore or something like that. And
yeah,
you may say who
yeah,
is this
but
person.
I'm saying there are
but
many.
You know, what has happened is that yesterday's yeah. oral has become today's online. It's a quite the power of the written word.
But you know, did you see Virat's Instagram where he actually posted a cartoon a few days ago and he spoke about anonymity online and how it bothers him?
Yes. I think the ugly
Which
ones are the ones.
It doesn't bother you. It doesn't bother you necessarily.
You know, the ugly ones
well,
are the ones who hide.
Well, I think anonymity is great. Allows people to say things that are often not allowed to be said in society. Good things and bad things.
You know, yeah. I think they are cowards, actually. The ugly tweets or the name calling
yeah.
and abusive ones will be the ones always hidden behind a mask, you know. Not many people are brave enough.
Yeah.
If they're columnists, if they have got some local standi in society or people listen to them, probably they will come out something drastic and with a reason
like
behind it, you know.
Or, it's like
but suddenly
a
somebody
but also,
just tried.
Barkha, in fact,
one
most
question,
of the in I, fact most of the
okay okay. I think Kiran first and then Advaita. Kiran, go ahead.
Yeah, no. I said most of the really nasty trolls that I get are from real sort of strange names.
Yes.
You know, and I feel that there are a lot of people who don't want to reveal their identities.
Yeah. Advaita, the point is also about lynch mobs online. And I use the word with some consideration, but I call them that because they're actually forcing people to have a certain opinion. And it takes particularly strong people or particularly zen people who are able to hold on to what they think nevertheless.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you know, there is this intensity which comes with responses that goes on and on. I think we had a short exchange a while back, you know, where there was this commentary on whether you should be deleting your tweets or not. I don't see why anyone needs to police anybody's social media behavior.
So it's a good example, Advaita. Can I just interrupt you there for half a second?
You know.
Because you actually raise a very interesting example.
Sure.
So I was accused of deleting some 6-year-old or 5-year-old exchange with Vijay Mallya, which I kept saying that I did not delete the tweets. And as it turned out, somebody spent 3 hours proving then that I did not delete them. So everybody was incorrect. And now here's the dilemma. Should I have bothered responding to that and say, hey, but I didn't delete the tweets? Or should I have just ignored it? And that's the dilemma for everybody. Advaita, go ahead.
Eventually, did not.
I did not delete the tweets, but that was the
no,
dilemma.
Not,
you know,
did,
I mean, this doesn't qualify in that zone.
You respond
but I think, but I, think you
I just
know,
said, but this is
a, between,
I responded
between
to
this
people saying I didn't
sort of random abuse.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. Advaita, go ahead.
Yeah, I said, you know, there's a difference between the random abuse and what I find really very difficult and what I find dangerous is defamation.
Yes.
And that goes unchecked because
yes.
you have, you know, personas being built online about people,
yeah.
which is could be complete untruths. Because
yeah.
they get retweeted enough or they
which
get...
Which is why not responding is not an option.
No, but then
so
the
I find that very, very problematic because
the
that
question
impacts
is again
credibility.
The law. He said
the
law has got...
for
the
people
law.
Who are there as themselves.
Which take care
yes,
of
I think that's a great point, Shivam. And I want to quarrel a little bit with you on this. That if not responding is not an option, is it our job now to respond to every crazy person out there? Like this was among the craziest things.
No.
I've heard some crazy things about myself, but you've deleted your tweets. I'm saying I don't even know how to access my tweets from 6 years ago, leave alone delete them.
Yeah. No, see, beyond the abuse, misogyny, defamation, what they are trying to do, trolls everywhere, is to set the terms of the debate and the engagement.
Yes.
They will decide this is the topic and
yes.
now we'll discuss this,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So The answer one is to make sure that they did not win that battle. You set the terms of the debate. What you
but that
do
means
is,
you can't ignore them.
No. Even in trying to respond to them, you respond to them in a way that they don't win in the battle of setting the terms of the debate.
But you know, Atul, what this means is we all have to have masses of energy to be online.
You cannot complain about
it. Yeah, because how much can you answer? You've got to hire professionals. You know, all the celebrities have their media managers and all. But law, Shiva mentioned law. I don't think so. It's practical enough to chase somebody down for defamation, misogyny, whatever.
Yeah, who has the time?
The law might be there.
But celebrities have you seen should not manage their own Twitter accounts.
Should not.
But then it opens up another gate.
I know, for instance, that one politician told me that they targeted the opposition politician because they knew she checks her own Twitter account. The idea was to deliberately frustrate her.
So it's much easier to get under her skin doing that. All right, 20 seconds, everybody. Last comments. Jwala.
I don't know what to say right now. Just that I really ignore them, really, you know, I don't really pay attention to most of it.
Yeah.
But it's always good that a man comes out in support of a woman in general and he tweets, you know, or passes a social message. It really, really helps when a man does that.
And Advaita, you have a problem with that, framing it like that.
Well, you know, yes, framing it in that context, because then that becomes the action-reaction dynamic, you know. Mm. But I think more importantly, you know, Twitter did 10 years and there's a lot of commentary on is Twitter going to die. I think if it is going to die, it is going to be because of falsehoods and this sort of defamation that is that happens online more than anything else. Because I think that is the real problem. And of course, I mean, apart from giving us points to debate like everyday sexism, that's a good thing. But
okay,
I think
I'm almost out of time. Quickly, Kiran, any last thoughts?
Yeah, I just think it's very important that people who are sort of looked upon as responsible voices, if they make these kind of statements, it does have an impact on these irresponsible trolls.
Yeah.
So I think I welcome people like Virat making the kind of statements he did.
Atul, quickly.
Well, I think let sleeping dogs lie. That's what I believe. But if Virat has done it, and you know, if he has to do it, then it reflects on us as a society that we have to stand up for women. I mean, that's the sad part.
I think beyond social media, Virat Kohli has done a great job by creating this conversation in society where we need to debate every day with sexism and misogyny.
All right, we leave it there. There could be two opinions on how to frame this debate, but Advaita, just a thought, one of the things that's really disturbed me is that I heard a couple of channels actually framing it as, is Virat right to defend Anushka? I mean, what's the other side? What is there to attack Anushka for? You know, It's
I think the media needs to look at themselves too very often.
I agree.
But even the media can be sexist. We blame Twitter trolls, you know.
Of course. Mainstream media is not above sexism. So let's acknowledge that here. Thanking our guests tonight, Kiran Shaw, Jwala Gutta, Advaita, and Shiva Menatal. Thank you very much for joining us.